Знаеш, сега ставахме на вечна стъпич. Аз съм дейц. Заведаме се мене, лагите на една мяха, шаме се мене, лагите на шаме, реши хайка, реши ел. Аз ще дешат хиха им рама йом. Мене рама. Хидмар, ви даме бит на маха, за нахо на маха, за 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 маха, Ама да ведаме се мене, а? Мишна се, не везе, лаите им лари, ама пришла на вид на махриз. Камаш кам, ама глима, ки ама се мали, но има дрина лай, ли сед сам. Ама глима махриз, ама ю глима, ама ю глима, тихо нема, ки лай глима се мали, ама дрина лай. От това бай, бай, им зейн, всяко лай глима махриз, ама лай, ю глима, ама ю се мали. Ама се мали, ама се мали, ама ама се мали, вакам дида. We also arrived in Shita. Ама симан, симане, влама, симан, му вакам да. Right, so even further, right. Rashba learns, and where it says, Amar Simon, Lemma Sam Mufakim, says Rashba Lab Dafka Sim Mufakim. Rather means, he said a class A Simon. Oh. Simko, he said the color, whatever it was, some basic simon, that's what's saying, Lemma Simon Mufak, meaning a better simon, but not Simon Muvik as in class A. Right? It says no. That he learned the truth that Simon Mufak made Simon Muvik. There it is, so even though he gave it a good simon, since the object has a simon muvik and he didn't give it, that's right, it's not his. But the Veda has a simon muvik, he's not giving the simon muvik, then how goofy, he doesn't say the simon muvik is a raya, that's not his. If it was his, he would know the simon muvik. So Mustafa Moshe already. Chat v'lachar is a steer in the Raivin. We had the old Nevoah brought down the Raivin. It said, Hashdan Saman the Raivin, so Saman of Saman them in the Yach. And the Raivin learned, Saman of Saman, not Stam, Saman of Saman them. What's the Kiddush? Saman of Saman, in the Yach. It says, because nobody wants a symbol, nobody wants a Shemesh anymore. And since Saman is the Raivin, that's what we say, Hashdan Saman the Raivin. Imtim Slasaris, Chat. Imtim Slam, Siman the Raisa, Siman the Yaniach. Chat is that because Siman is the Raisa, and there's no difference essentially between Siman Mubik and Siman Shani Mubik, then we say it's Yaniach. But if Siman was Lab the Raisa, then once it's Siman Mubik, Siman Shani Mubik, once the Raisa, once the Bonav, how do you give it to one Siman Mubik? Lachaira, if you derive it over here, it shouldn't be true. Even if Siman is the Raisa, you should give it to the Siman Muvik guy. The fact that there is a Siman Muvik and he doesn't have the Siman Muvik, that's the biggest right, it's not his. So Meila, why is the din that Simanim is Simanim Yaniach? The man dam is Siman the Raisa. The Rajan Raivit explains because if they're both, since the Simanim is the Raisa, so there's no Mila and Siman Muvik, so fine, it's not the Etzim Siman, it's not a Mila. But there's a Mila, a negative Mila, that the fact that the guy that only gave the sim and didn't give the sim him of it, it's right, it's not his. Or it's a fair shastira, mamash a shtark shastira in the Ravid. Oh yeah, Shanyar Aina, it's a new parents of it, it's too strong of a kasha. It's too strong of a kasha. Anybody had parents?
Very difficult
He worded the question the backwards way, and asking, you know, he's not a Rami. He said, you know, there's a Rami. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I know Rami. He said, oh, what do you mean? I know Rami? No. I'm like, and I'm not Rami. I'm Rami. I'm Rina. What do you mean? Obviously, we didn't mean to say that you're Rami. We said, you're not a Rami. Obviously, you know, they were expecting that the question should be, is he not a Rami? Not, you know, that he's a Rami. So there's no problem of Chayzer Magid, because we assume that's really what they want to say before. Ritva, takes issue over here.
There's a problem with Rashi. He wants to say, even if you could be Chayzer Magid, even if it would be considered to be Chayzer Magid, even Techei Dibur, Hadri Bu, Okaimo, Shein Yechashayim, Techei Dibur, Mevad Mir, Nemanim, Techei Dibur, they could be Chayzer. They say, just kidding. They didn't call her coolest Kadibadami. He can be Chayz, Techei Dibur. The Vos assuming for some reason that over here it's Techei Dibur. Why was he assuming that? So maybe that'll be right at Tumim. Why was Ritva assuming that? Because maybe Ritva held that even this Gemara Svara, you want to bring Aedes Lechaivasai, that only works Techei Dibur. That was Pashto Ritva, that Svara, that after Techei Dibur, you can't be Chayzer. See, what was the answer? V'yishlaim d'hasim sh'chazim atzman. V'hach sh'chazim atzman say, Masa sh'ozeh, sh'amma lehem. Ano ramaya, no, yishlaim alayim, she'enim chayzim agidim. But even though it's Techei Dibur, you might think that if they're being chayzim because of pressure, so we say it's not a chazara, he can't be chayzer, even though it's Techei Dibur. K'mash mulam, then no, we don't say that really, they really wanted to be made against him, and the guy came to them, you know, what's going on over here, so that they got scared off, and that's what they were chayzer. We don't say that. So, the Tumim, for example, assumes in Nasir Dva that even the Gemara's Teretz only works Techei Dibur. Blach Techei Dibur. Even though you have this svar of the Gemara, that we say for sure, they say the guy wouldn't have bought the Megayim L'chaivasai, the Fi Daser Edva, it doesn't work. Because you need both. You need Techei Dibur, and you need this svar. So truth of the matter, it really wasn't clear to me. Why is that some Mukhan Edva? Who said? Maybe the Edva for some reason was assuming that it's Techei Dibur. Yes, if it's Techei Dibur, you don't need this svar. You lot of Bichai is Techei Dibur. Explains why in this far even Techei Dibur. But it wasn't so clear to me in the Ritva that the svara needs techne dibur. Could be once you have the svara, that's it works even not techne dibur. The Rav for some reason was assuming I'm talking about techne dibur, and then he asked, but if it's techne dibur, then why do you need it? Well, it could be just the way the Gemara tells the story. The Eidim said this, and right away he said, what's going on over here? So he said, okay, you're right, we didn't mean that. But so this happened to the neighbor. Could be assuming that. So then you have no hechrach in the Ritva that this Mara Svar doesn't apply even after. Unless we say that, I forget, maybe the Tumun is still in the Ritva, why did the Ritva assume that it was Techtei Dibur? Why was he assuming that the Gemara is talking about Techtei Dibur? Elamai, because Ritva held that the Gemara Svara can only work Techtei Dibur. And now he asked, but if Techtei Dibur, then you don't need the Svara. He explained why you need the Svara. But otherwise, the Tumun could be still in the Ritva, why has Ritva known that it's Techtei Dibur? Tum has all cheshbon if I care. He's the one time it's not techtei dibur because there were two eidim of each one. They were not made together. So he had all cheshbon. Probably the guy wasn't there. If the guy was there, then why didn't he say something by the first aid? And then if the second aid, you know, he should have nipped it in the bud. He should have asked the first aid. Why didn't he hop right away, right? Elmai was this, and all things after Chdibur, Tum has Cheshbainus over there. There's one Nekud in the Ritva, which is still, at the end of the day, I'm not really convinced that the Ritva holds the Gemara's hair to only work with Techtei Dibur. Could be Ritva assumes not with Techtei Dibur, and then we ask the Kash. This point is not so clear to me if that's the Ritva. Second point is what the Shar Mishpat asks on the Ritva from the Sukkim Ksubin from the Gimel. We the Gemara is discussing. How do you aid zaymim? How you master them? How you master up? So Gemara says, Abaye suggests that you should give the master tech the dibur of the aidus, and they can still be chayzer, as she says. So chay, you see from here. Even though he's being chayzer because of the rest, right? He's being musr, he's being warned, right? So you say maybe he's being chayzer because of the pressure. Still, we say that the chazara would help. Some kains, in fact, Sharmish Belachayr from Nakamar, you see, Nadir Dva. Dva says that the chayzer mushim ema. It can't be chayz even techtei dibur. That doesn't have any shouldn't work. But because kamash malon is that lechara. It's not because of the rest, right? The Gemara's kamash malon is that avada. We assume that they made a mistake. We assume that the one who's bringing the eidim was confident in what the eidim are going to say. It's not the pshat that kamash malon, even though it's because of the rest, still helps chazara. Kamash malon that. We assume they made a mistake, and it wasn't a chazar because of the rest. But the anocha in the Ritva's in the Hamid Gemara that if the chazar is because of pressure, then it's not a chazar. So in case like Shamish Bulchayra Huadin, if he's being chayzer because of the astra, you could say that maybe that's also shouldn't help. But that you see, Gemara does help. That's Shamish Bulch's ha'ara.
So therefore, it's for Balaam's best interest to keep the animal, not to sell it. Mela, if it's produces enough to keep itself alive, then you got to do that. But if not, the Balaam will lose money because of it. There's a bit of a question over here. Might be even more, the question might be more aggravated in the Gemara. There's a question, well, what kayach does he have to sell it? What kayach does he have to sell it? Is that the bailum? The kayach bailum to sell. Well, what makes the house, what makes the mechir chal? So, you could say, at least for the Mishnah, that it's a geder schos. Zochen l'am shalai b'fanav. Zochen l'adam shalai b'fanav. Schos for him. But if that's true, if that's how it's working, then it's a rai against the ktsais.
How is it
a schus? It's a schus to sell it, right? Rash explained. Otherwise, if he's going to keep on feeding it, and then the bayal's not going to be left with anything. But then the chareitz right now of Gitzais, the famous Gitzais of Simresh from Gimel, by the case of the over there with the challah, Shaila was whether the shereses take off challah when the Baal Sabayis forgot to take off the challah. So Ktzayis has a shtickle over there that it's not exactly his lashon, but the lashon that became the yeshiva is Ktzayis says that zochen le'adam shloim v'fanav and not zochen me'adam. Meaning, over there it's a schus to take off the challah, but you're taking something away from the person. So the question is, does that the zochen work even take something away from a person? That the Ktzayis wants to argue the Rama over there and say that you can't do that because the klal of zochen v'adam shloim v'fanav doesn't apply. It's only when you've been kind of something for him, now we take something away from him. Which might have, I mean, if you hold that tzchiyim tam shlichos and is an answer hadi. Yeah, the Shinas Taisis, they're actually making a Mishliach. So then maybe Mispari would say even Zochen Ne'odom. But we've discussed previously with what's the get of Zochen Tzchim Tam Shlichas. Is it that if it's a schus that the Torah makes Mishliach, or is it actually it's an Ansahadi that the Bailam is making Mishliach? We had the Shinas and Rashi, Shinas and Taisis. The Lashonis of Taisa was actually making a Shliach. So then the Chorah should work even Zochen Me'odom. If there's a Nan Zahadi over here, that's what's doing it. So it's Mamash Shlichos. The Chorah has no reason why it shouldn't work Zochen Me'odom as well. Yes.
Why did she lose
in that case? What?
Why did she lose
in that case? Why was it? Why was she? Because. What?
Spoiled.
It's where the car can just bake. Whatever. Because. Right, I guess the dough would spoil if he didn't take off the challah now. So. I guess for some reason couldn't bake and take off the challah afterwards. Whatever. The point was that if we should wait until she comes home, right? The dough would have risen too much or something like that. That was the shame. Bekitzer, so that might be a possibility of it. It didn't zachlum shloim fana. But then the ripple effect of that will be that it bumps into the ktzais. With Zochen Me'odom. Where it gets more complicated, or maybe you could just say it's Xeris Kasav, Ulai. What was this Nichol and Xeris Kasav? I don't know. It's an Ashvei Shalai. There's a Pasuk here. Assuming it's Dreisa, it's not just Smachta. Reich, Shavan, Ulai. The Torah is telling you to sell it. The Torah is giving you the Chayat to sell it. I don't know. Maybe. The Gemara gets a little more complicated because the Gemara says, "Ulaylam nireisha, aisav aichol, amrnach, amrshmul, amibes chayitish, amiach kadosh aisav aichol, parav chamar, mitab yibes chayitish, mitab eiloch." Some of the main
Menicha. Rashi Loilam, he had Oilam Zokim Zel Tapel with Terech Shmira. Some demand, Meichron Umaniach Adam Metzla. So because it's too much of a terech of him, more than 12 months, so Chazal allowed him to sell it. Now, in that case, it's Eisav Eichel. It's not for the Bayam's benefit to sell it. I care. It's for the Bayam's disadvantage to sell it. They would prefer to keep their animal. And yet we say they could sell it. So this, in that case, it's certainly no zachal mshalivanim. So over there could be, maybe it's takana hefker bez and hefker. Is all giving him the kayak to do that? Stop. That's what Chori have to say over there. It's not for his benefit. He'd rather keep it, and it's, you know, good. Keep on ticking, it's no problem. It's good. Now that Gemara is an issue with Rashi and the Rishayim. Rashi says he has to sell to somebody else. Rashi says sell to somebody else. But he can't just take it for himself. And the Rishayim say, if you stumble where Rashi's coming from, is Gemara later, Gabe Tztaka, you can't pray last, and there's the shadows of a shot, sells for himself, shadow of a shot. So that's Pran Rashi, the Shreem argued about others, should Gabe Maitz and Metzia, Lech Lamechish Chashadah. No shot of it. Shemrotz leim leim machner zeman zechlo. Over here, if you chayish the guy, so then the guy's a crook. He would have just kept it. So by virtue of the fact that he's being on top with it, shows he's not a crook. So mele there is no shot. Oish le metrichu bed yaisim daim tikan oilam. The same reason why you're allowed to sell, you know, at least by, you know, in the ratio, why you're allowed him to sell. See, there's a dinner ticket item over here. So we have here also, then I can make you to go find sell something else. So therefore, the Rishonim argue, they say, no, he can sell it to himself. Now, in them, it's a little interesting. If he sells to someone else, so then he's selling to someone else. He's getting money. He's being zayich the money for the bailiff. Right? He has a right to sell, but for whatever reason, he's happy. He has a right to sell. He sold them. The money, he's been saying, I'm going to buy them. The Fidr is showing him that he himself is buying it, so to speak. So the money is his. He can't be saying the money for the buyer. Well, this money, who owns the money now? Some the man manichan. Right, so this money, who owns it? Let's say something happens to the money, right? Something happens to the money. An oinus happens to the money. We're not getting involved in Shem Chim, Shem Masacha. Oinus happens to the money. So is he responsible for the money now? If the Baal would never kind it, then it's still his money. He had to use the object, but whose money is it? So maybe from here, again, if we work with Hefer Bez and Hefker, then maybe I arrived in this Gemara, okay, at least if you don't shine him, that Hefker Bezdin has a character Machne as well? Our old Shaila. And we discussed many times, the Perek Hefker Bezdin is a character Machne, even a character Machne. So if you tell me that Bezdin doesn't have a character Machne, so then the money that he's being shum in lieu of the Chayfetz, so then whose money is that? Maybe be smacked from here that Hefker Bezdin has a kayach in Machne as well. Does the Ran over here say the same thing as in the Shaila? Anyone see the Ran by any chance? Who's the Ran? What?
Yeah.
Hmm? Fine. Love the Mishnah. Maya Bidaman. Tarpanoi may establish the model of Chaybachus and give a time in the way of the world in Chaybachus. It's not. I'm not going to show you the time I'm healthy, called up Jazz of Rachel, then part of Hamad, top of that was Kaddish, Mabeth, some of the men Menichan, and also Yach, and half of the Shlash Kaddish, and some of the Menichan. Otherwise, they're self-sufficient. So we downgraded Golos Hayachim, we downgraded Abaz and downgraded as well. Tapel. The Gemara, Kasha Golos Hayachim, 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 Mashiv bias the Mayi car and they're costing more money, therefore you don't even have to wait 3 months, 1 month is enough. Again, wasn't Tanagan Lakasha, Rabbi Lakasha, of Rabbi Rabbi Zutri. So Rabbi Aichan Abbe, look at him on the Yom, look at him on the So, Ram's Mashma, I guess if they lift it very little,
Rambam says tipuloi meruba. So I assume with little, you have to, even the feeding process is more, you have to be more involved in actual feeding. So that's the difference. Zog the Gemara. You end up, you know, sell one of them to feed the rest of them. My Abidam. Time for Naimish Damish Bam. Adkan Le Pligi. Ella Kishinish Damish Bam. Avlainish Damish Bam Abdu Potter. Ish Damish Bam Lafikach. Mabu Chayev. He was Lay Ish Damish Bam Abdu Potter. The Gemara is assuming, Akhna Bila Yidin Tzchai Ba'Veda, El Kshen Ishtamish Ba'am, Avoy Ishtamish Ba'am, Mov the Pot, Lem Tev Tutor, B'Yesiv Ditmar, Famous Mechloikis, Ditmar Shem Ba'Veda, Rabba Merch Shem Ba'Chino, B'Yesiv Am Gshem Ba'Sachar. Rashi. Elo, Mishem Ischar Shimu Shmois, and Ischar Shmir is Mitzvah, the name Migud, Leiboy, Lemaise, Riftel Anya, Nice with women, mitzvah. Let me have vino light. Let me have vino light. Therefore, he's getting his char, mitzvah. Therefore, he's a Shem Besacher. Rabbi says, Shem Mechina. Says his passion because it's a good of years, like Shriach, the punk. Punk then he's gonna come. Actually, he's a classic kasha of the Nesivis in the Nachas Yaakov. Alatayra Parsrei. Hey, oisim a mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Oisim a mitzvah cannot be over averis. But what? Oisim a mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Oisim a mitzvah can't do averis. Not be over on lav, you're not be over on Yisurim because you're Yisrael mitzvah. You're part of the Mekayim mitzvahs. You're not be over Averis. The Mashal, Einin Leilenu, right? He's part of the mitzvahs. Kitzer. So the question is, though, in the mitzvah of tzedakah, besides the mitzvah of say, there are two lavin. A sick point says yadcha, or a sa'amit says levavcha. Some Cain, I say, part of my mitzvah. He's part of the say, of Pesach tiftach is yadcha. But how does that pattern from the lav? Tulavin of Les Amitz Eslavavcha Vesikpoy says Yadcha. So some want to say that
Lid Shalom Eshev, if I'm correctly, some want to say, Yes Shalom Natanzin, that the there's a difference between a lav. This will be say that Isaac commits part of the mitzvah and he can't do a veris. The chiluk is not a say versus leisa say. The chiluk is you over kumba say or you over b'shev al taisa. Meaning, Isaac part of the mitzvah is not mechuyav to do things. So even if he's over a lav, but the way he's over a lav is b'shev al taisa. So then, he can be in lav also. Because a normal lav, if you're ayev b'kum v'asei, lav normally you're ayev b'kum v'asei. You can't in chazer because you're ayev b'kum v'asei. You know, it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah, but you can't be ayev yisur and be dayim. But a lav, you're ayev b'shev al taisa, then you're potter. That's one teretz. Oh, excellent. The other teretz is Fider and Ban. That we have, sometimes we have an assay and a leisik together. The lav is just mechazik the assay. So in Cain, we can say it's anything about tzedakah also. The mitzvah is. The goal is stock, obviously. The mitzvah is we want to get the ani some money. So meila, but this Torah says like samus avavcha, like sikvat ziyatcha. That's just mechazik da'asei. So meila, but if someone's potter in da'asei, he's potter in the lav as well. Excellent teretz. I believe Reb Chanan in Babasha over there by Chesem Bay, is by Tais over there. Because they talk about the entire because Tais over there. The Gemara says this didn't kaifen on staka. Tais asks, when it's matan schar betzida, you're not kaifen. Staka is matan schar betzida. Right? The Torah tells you the schar, like keep it aveim. It's matan schar betzida, not in kaifen. Tais says no, but you have the lav. That's why talking. Tais says by staka is a lav. So therefore, you kaifen al the lav, not al the say. But so there, I think Reb Chanan talks about it. This question, if I remember correctly, I think Taka says that. I think he says he makes cheshbon with Fider and Ban that the lois is coming mechaz nasei. So the ice with part mezi part from nasei is part of the lois as well. That's the chayr also good teretz. There's also a classic kasha from the Ritva that why isn't every Shem Machinam a Shem Mesachel for Rabbi Yosi? Because Chayrev, he also Shem Machinam, the same tipul that you have to do for that very, they have to shake out the garment, whatever it is. Chayrev Shem Machinam also has to do that. And Mela, every Shem Machinam should be a Shem Mesachel. Well, that's the question. That is the question. Yosef says that b'shem aveda, b'shem mechinim is not b'shem b'sachar. That is b'shem mechinim should be b'shem b'sachar. But put Rabbi Yosef. That is the question. So in Dvar. Sometimes it says something very interesting. There was a pay base over here. He's going to see it. It was in Shavuos, I believe. You guys learned Shavuos, huh? You had the Sugi Shem Aved in Shavuos? Huh? So the Dva over there, and here, like this. In time in my area, Malval Mashkin, I feel Shem Pekodin, Yeshemer, Socher, Menastam, the Mechai Lunara, and Mestaka, Pute, Abiesim. Yishleimah. Listen carefully, what I say. Yishleimah, Gav Yishleimah, Kiva the Miad Bailim Baloi, Michal Ikroi, Le Nachas Elu Shmira Baalma, the kibla is tam. And an sadi loy nochas el li Hashem achina. Kolik loy nochas el li shmira ba'alma, the kibla is tam. So therefore, an sadi nochas el li Hashem achina. Rabbi shloy pirish, mishim pirish dam. The sadi thing is, that's in theoretically, we have all the ingredients to make him a shem sachar, but since he's in Kabul Shmira, Stam, so the assumption is he only wants to be it's a together of Master Shem Sachar and Shem Mechina. He only wants to be Shem Mechina, so he would only knock his adai to be Shem Mechina. Alba Veda. Shebaloi Shaloyo Das Habaylim. Loi Baloi Mishem Shmira. El Mishem Mitzvah. Chem Malval Mashkin, which is the sugi over there, there's Shebaloi El Mishem Mitzvah, which is Mitzvah of. Of halva, and yoyim edai deli Hashem esach with Rabbi Yisrael. Inam is tonight bez nushiyekach. Very interesting buzz, which is very important in the gavadish that I want to talk about in a few minutes. And that is so. Guys, right? So there is that since it's levar elam shem mitzvah, and yoyim edai deli Hashem esach with Rabbi Yisrael. There's a skama on this part. Now, you're not made time then. So, the Chagat Rivah told me, Echara Yisoid, which I didn't see anyone that shtells on this, this Rivah is right to that, that we see that the Shem Reveda, the Din Shmir of the Shem Reveda, is Midaita, he's Makabal the Shmir. Certainly the Shem HaSachar part of it. Because like this, because Mamasin, you know, we talk about Shem HaSachar, Shem HaChinam, but the Anach is a Shaymer, right? Shaymer is, what is the gather of this Shmira? What is the gather of this Shmira? Is it a Shmira that's imposed on him, or is it a Shmira that's in the Hizma Kabul? Very basic question in the din of Shaymer Veda. We're learning about for months and months, talking about Shem HaSachar, the din shaymer of Aveda. Where does that come from? So the truth of the matter is, we even had this, I think for a little bit, we touched upon this. Now let's talk about it a little more. There is a Lashon HaGemara that we see the Gemara in Baba Kama has two svaras, why is Shem HaSach Kriv Yisiv. One svar is because of Rabbi Yisif. Yekid Mepharash Yachir. Yisif Hashem Esach Adam Kim Yachman Hashab De Bal Karchei Hilk Hashem Esach Adam Kishem Esach Adam. So Gemara has an idea of Shibde Bal Karchei Yachman Hashibde Bal Karchei, which sounds like that Etzim Shmir is imposed upon him, it's forced on him. Where do we see the Torah made him a Shomer? And the Pashman of the Gemara is saying, at least if you're Biasif, we made a Mishum. The question was, Rabba argue or not? That's not the finish in the Gemara. Maybe Rabba Gufa argues in that. Hold, it's not Torah Shabday. But where do we see the Torah Shabday? So Rashi says, not on this, but Rashi before, Rashi Shem Reveda says, what's Shem Reveda? Rashi, Hichnis Aveda Schaver Lebeise, Kidichsiba Safte Atech Beisecha. Yeah, Rashi marshals the Pasuk, Vasafte Atech Beisecha. Hichnis Aveda Schaver Lebeise, Kidichsib. Now, the Mashmoyis Chayr of Rashi is that this Pasuk is Gufa, is what makes him a Shamer. Perhaps. Because Rashi did Ramaz L'Shem Raveda. Right? So Rashi, Hichnes Aveda is Chaveda the base. Kidichsib. I mean, what does he want for a Pasuk? Shem Raveda is someone who picked up the Aveda. What's the Vasafta Tech Mesach? What does the Pasuk tell me? It's supposed to tell me that he did it? We know he did it. He picked it up. He picked up the Aveda. He picked up the Aveda. Well, what does Rashi want with the Pasuk? Therefore, there might be a mashmois. What?
Tzivoy.
What's a tzibui?
So
I know that, but I'm saying, but Rashi in the different, in the fine in Shem Raveda, Rashi, they took the Aveda's house. I mean, why is it tell, why is Rashi by Shem Raveda telling me this pasuk? So there might be meshmoris from Rashi that I'm not saying it's mucha, but might be meshmoris in Rashi that okay, this pasuk is good for the makar that 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 a guy the guy picks Aveda is Shem Raveda. What time is mucha? He's Shem Raveda. Now, that was like this. And the Rochber, being down from Shem Chaim, that Taka the Din Shemer is the Balkarche. He quotes the Gemara. Should be Balkarche. The Torah makes him a Shemer. Maybe Taka was after Taka Besachel. The Torah is making him a Shemer. Not even Kabul Shmira himself. There is making him a shame. Midachisa, we had in the Ramban Lechaira, not like that. Because the Ramban, the Chavav, the Ramban, the parrot, that he was learning that by not Manas Lechaizlai, so he's not a shamer. There's no din of Isuras Liyadai because of Yadik Yadai. It's not the Yiddish. Because you picked up Masla Geisler, you're not watching it for him. Even though Vada Chiv Hashav you have, there was not Masla Geisler, you're even older, you're even a Hosh Teshiva. You pick up Masla Geisler, you don't pat yourself from Hosh Teshiva. You don't pat yourself from Chiv Mavveda. But yet we say you're not a Shaymer. If the Din Shaymer is part of the parish of Shabbos Aveda, it's a part of the parish of Shabbos Aveda, the Torah imposes upon you the Chiv Shmira. The Dine Shaymer, the Torah imposes upon you. Because that's Pashit, I'm just mocking him. That's Pashit that after Chiv of Shabbos Aveda, Rei Hech Shabbos Aveda, Avad, you have to watch it. Right? It's not a question. Yechiv Hashava to get it back to the guys in Mechayiv to watch it. Mechayiv. The shaila is whether the Dine Shmira, the formal Dine Shmira, and the ramifications of that, Gabi Chiyuvim, whether that is the Torah imposing upon you, that you can copy yourself. In other words, when do Hashem Raveid, the child is Hashem Raveid, and he has Chiyuvim. So that is what we're being done with there. So that Rabbi Chaim says that it's imposed the Chiyuvim, the Dine Shaimrim, the Chiyuvim Shaimrim are Torah imposed on you. And that could be a mismatch from Rashi. But the Ramban Luchar is Mavur that. It's totally in you. This Ritva might be right there as well. The Ritva says the reason why every Shem Mechinam is not a Shem Mesachar is because Shem Mechinam is not chazdaita to be a Shem Mechinam. Hashem Gen Overi says. Shleibayel mishum mitzvah, and the ayim daid to liyashem mesachar b'der b'yaisir. Is das to be a shem mesachar? Talk upon the Ritva. Certainly, the darg of shem mesachar is on his own volition. He's mekabler upon himself. It could be it's not mochon the Ritva l'gabi the aleph, the base level of shmirah with shem achinam. That might not be mochon the Ritva. We do see Liskav Hashem Mesachar that it's self-imposed. Now, the Ktzayis in Reis Hadi Aleph says near the Haran Dam. Yeah, Al Gavashem Ravei Devadei Boi Meshicha Alim Tchul Alma Nechzim Asat Toch Mesecha. He says, in order to become a Shomer, he says, you need a Meshicha. And he brings on the Pasuk Masach Toch Mesecha. There might be Rambas over here that he's learning that that's where the Chiyuv Shmir comes from. That's where Chiyuv Shmir comes from. But he says you need a Kenyan.
You need a kinyan. You need a mashicha. It sounds like he's saying though that the shmira, the chi of shmira, comes because of your kinyan, and that's what makes the chi of shmira. It's like every other shemrim. Every shemrim comes as chay with the kinyan. Shemrim is no different. I tell you, Rami. I tell you, Rami Alei. Likach oisai teich beisai. I've called mashlay mashach. Happy the roisai. When is chay with shmira? So you think the Torah is mechayiv you to pick it up, and then you become a shomer. So if I get it to him over there, if a guy accepted shmir on something, didn't realize that it was really much more valuable, looked like it was lead and it really was gold inside. So whether he's that not who's them accomplished me, or is the shayla, what about Rabbi Hashem Revei? They say the same thing. It wasn't accomplished me. So he says, no, but he needs the Kenyans. Man, he's a Kenyan, so it's Bataius. He needs a Mashiach, then it's Bataius. So the Bataius, you see, that Akapan, in the Bataius, we see that the Chi of Shmir comes about Ayedei his Maisa Kenyan. Now Baruch Ber says Al Peter B'chaim that you don't need a Kenyan. According to the Tzais, his Kenyan, the Torah is B'chaim to make the Kenyan, but it's his Kenyan that's making the Shmira. It's not automatic. In other words, in the tzais is mechuyev to pick it up. But what makes the shmira, what creates the chiyuvim, is his ma'aseh kinyan. Baruch Ber says b'shem Reb Chaim that not only is it the Torah is mechayev you, right? But the pshat is that if you pick it up, you don't need a ma'aseh kinyan to become a shomer. The chiyuvei shmira is also that the Torah imposes upon you, the chiyuvei shmira. And you don't need the ma'aseh kinyan to create the chiyuvei shmira. Okay, so one thing will have to be done tomorrow, sir, but if you think so, is if we say that there was a question over here. Reyesus is Shem Reved, is Shem Esachar. The point of Reyesus, the question is, just because you're saving money, but if the Chi of Shmira is, he's making the Chi of Shmira, how does that have to do with the money he's getting for the mitzvah, how does that connect to his chiyuv shmir that he's creating.